Intermezzo is brought to you in part by Golden Fowler Home Furnishings, Traverse City's original furniture store, where you'll discover furniture you'll love to come home to.
Hi, I'm Archie. You're listening to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce some ideas around about classical music.
It's back to school time! It's so exciting to start a new year and so exciting to start a new season of Intermezzo this week. I'm Christy Lesperance, and to help you start off on the right foot this year, we've got advice from the experts and inspiration from the masters. Yesterday, we got advice about the best use of our time, whether our attitude was seize the day, carpe diem, or to plan well ahead.
You need to know how to do math. And you're a grown-up, so you need to learn math.
Today, we'll look at how music and math are closely related. Like math, learning how to read music is very hard at first. It takes a lot of practice. But once you've got it down, you feel so proud of yourself. You just learn step by step and enjoy the little triumphs along the way. Kind of like how Margaret, Elle, and Tori felt proud as they were getting a handle on numbers.
The thing I've been most proud of doing is probably on the first day of kindergarten, and they asked how high I could count, and I said 36.
I think I was most proud of probably learning like double-digit addition. Like in first grade, we only learned like 10 plus 10 and stuff like that, but now we're learning like 1,059 plus something. It's bigger numbers.
When I learned new math skills like subtraction, when I first learned it, I was proud when I got all the answers right, not only on my page.
Numbers have meaning, and you have to get used to manipulating them so that they match what you're trying to measure, whether it's time, weight, length, or repetitions. Music notation is a lot like math. Music notes have meaning too, and you have to learn how to read them and write them in order to communicate sound ideas, measuring time and volume and pitch. With all of the similarities between math and music, it's no wonder that some famous musicians were also really, really good at math. For example, Brian May, the lead guitarist in the rock band Queen, is an astrophysicist. His math skills recently helped NASA to find a good place to land on an asteroid to collect samples. That mission was just completed 2 years ago. And since an asteroid is a rock, that gives a whole new meaning to Brian May's We Will Rock You.
Singing, we will rock you.
William Herschel, a composer and mathematician, is famously known for his astronomical discoveries, particularly the planet Uranus in 1791, alongside his sister, Caroline Herschel, who was also a renowned astronomer who has a comet named after her because she discovered that. Musically, William was a composer and an organist, while Caroline was a soprano singer. This is one of William Herschel's symphonies written when he was 23. His Symphony No. 8 in C minor. This is the first movement. On today's back-to-school edition of Intermezzo, we talked about people who've combined their love of notes and numbers. And tomorrow, we'll look at people who took music all the way from an early age. But first, it's time to test your ears. Each week, we have a mystery melody that we have to figure out with likely not enough information. It relates to our topic, so this week, it relates to back-to-school. We'll make the melody a little less mysterious each day. If you recognize it, text in and we'll give you a shout out and bragging rights on Friday. I'll give you the text number after today's sample. Here it is. If you know the mystery melody, text your name and the title to 833-490-4718. 833-490-4718. By texting your answer, you agree to receive follow-up messages from IPR. Good luck! That's it for today. I'm Christy Lesperance. Join me tomorrow at this same time to learn more about back-to-school advice. See you then!
Interlochen Public Radio.